you probably saw the headlines over the weekend that former president, well, ex, whatever you want, I don't know what his title is, he's still president, called George H.W. Bush in the hospital with a blood infection. He was in intensive care.
I told you he was
right after his wife passed.
I told you that. I go, this seems to me like one of those cases where one of them's going to die and the other one's going to cash in the chips.
73 years, you kind of feel like, if there's going to be a couple who that's going to happen to, it might
and
be them.
Not 73 years old, 73 years married.
Now, the thing is, I mean, he was improving last check.
How old is he?
Yeah. 90 or 93.
Did he just jump out of airplanes like 2 years ago?
I know. It doesn't seem that long ago. He was hospitalized yesterday and remains in intensive care. All right. I thought they said last night he was improving. I mean, these things happen.
I saw a picture of him. I don't know if it was at the wake or the funeral, whatever it was, but it was him, George, his son George, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama, President Obama, and Melania
Trump. Right.
And that's it.
Right.
I wonder if they're like, why don't you sit this one out?
I wonder if either, because I don't know if presidents as a, they have like certain types of events that either the vice president goes to or someone else or the president goes to. I don't know if a first lady's death is something a president goes to or not.
Well, the other
one. But in this case, it felt like he should have been there.
The other ones were there.
The exes are there. I'm saying the current sitting, though. Like, they go to certain things, a certain level.
I don't know.
You know, certain countries, a president dies of a certain country, he doesn't go to that. So I don't know if, I felt like he should have been.
It didn't seem to make news that he wasn't there, in my opinion.
Maybe they didn't want him there.
That's quite possible. But then why would they want Melania? And you got to figure that Hillary and...
Because she didn't say mean things.
I wonder if she walked into the ladies' room just to, like if Melania walked into the ladies' room just to hear Hillary and Michelle Obama just kind of badmouthing Melania. Like she heard them in the, like the two of them were between stalls and they didn't know who walked in and it was Melania.
Right.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Apparently Melania's Mexican now.
So, and maybe it's better he wasn't there because he would have stolen so much of the spotlight just by being there because of who he is.
Right.
The type of president he is, I guess.
Well, he attacked Jeb Bush.
And then there's that.
The entire thing. And he also, he did quotes like this.
The last thing this country needs is another Bush. We've had it with the Bushes.
Maybe it's better he wasn't there.
Maybe. Unless you're grabbing him by it. And then it's okay. Zing.
Grabbed by the Bushy. That would have been a better line.
Yeah.
So it's a situation where, and the latest update as of this morning is he's responding and appears to be recovering. They'll put updates out more. That's pretty much the same thing they were saying later yesterday. So he's got an infection in his blood, though, and a 93.
Right.
And who knows what happens to him. Susan and I were talking about this.
I wonder if the doctors feel more pressure when they're working on the next president or something along the,
I would think so. But they're probably doctors who are used to working on those guys. You know what I mean? That's just what they do.
That's a good point.
There's a lot of White House doctors and things like that, guys in the service. That's what they do.
Word?
But Susan and I were talking about, and I told her that I've always thought, I always thought I'm going first between the two of us.
Hey, what?
I always have thought that.
Right now, with everything going on in my house, I think I'm going to outlive Nicole.
Right?
Yeah.
See? But have you always thought that?
You know what? With us.
Even like 10 years ago?
In my house, both sides, it's a crapshoot. Because we just had everybody over for Isabella's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And Nicole's grandmother. One grandmother is 92. The other grandmother, I think, is 86.
There you go.
Her aunt is 86. My father's 80. My grandfather died at 90. My grandmother died at 87. My great-grandmother died at 96.
My that's other back when nobody was doing anything healthy.
My other grandfather died at 89.
Yeah.
You know, my mother's mother died young, but she was an alcoholic, and she died from, cirrhosis of the liver younger. But and like I said, it's a crapshoot. However, now Nicole's got to go under the knife. She needs back surgery. That's happening soon.
But she's young, and she'll get that taken care of.
And I've had my surgeries, too, but I just kind of feel like, you know what? Right now, I might have an edge.
And the race to the end. Yeah, I've always thought that for whatever reason, and my family has an excellent history, too, but so does her side. Again, same idea.
Right.
But in her side, the guys, for some reason, outlive the women. And they're living till like 92, and the woman died at 85. You know what I mean? So they're both living long lives.
I'm down with
it. The guys are living a longer life.
I tell you, if I get older, and we get older, we get to that age. Maybe I'm you know, maybe I'm say 83 and she's turning 80, whatever it is, and she goes, like, if she's fading, I'm totally calling the doctor, be like, get me those blue pills. Because I'm going to get some strange. You know, at 83 years old.
Oh, man.
At 83 years old, you went all that time without any strange, you know, if you're doing it right. Now all of a sudden, like, it's not cheating. And honestly, I don't think anybody's going to judge you, really. If you just go out and get a hooker at a hotel room, you don't tell anybody. You don't have to bring home a girlfriend or anything like that.
That's why her grandfather, after all those years, ended up with a lady friend for a few years, and nobody really judged him at all.
Right, but how long did he wait?
As long as he's happy.
How long did he wait?
6 months.
I would think we'd have the funeral, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, maybe less than 6 months. But it was long enough at 85 or whatever he was.
Don't check on me for at least 3 weeks. I'm going to be grieving in Costa Rica. Where the hookers are, and I'm going to be good. Don't worry about me.
Hey, Brad, you outliving your wife or your wife outliving you?
Tough to say.
Everybody knows what they think.
I thought it was me outliving. I don't know. I feel like she gets stressed out a little bit too much recently, so I feel like maybe that'll take a toll.
And then you'll end up being the one who lives longer.
Right.
Is she only stressed out when there's no wine in the house?
But there's always wine in the house. That's the problem. It's like, there's wine in the house. Everything you need is here. Your loving family and wine. What else could be the problem?
Let me ask you a question. The house goes on fire.
Right.
There's a box of wine or you. Who should get out?
I'm gone. She's outliving me automatically for that.
Right.
The wine goes.
The wine goes with her.
That's correct.
What if it was, in order, you, your son, and a box of wine, who should get out first?
Again, I'm...
Third.
Burning. Yeah.
Okay.
She takes your son.
I would say the son, yeah. And tries, I mean, thankfully he's, you know, he's seven, so you don't have to pick him up necessarily. So you can drag him with one hand and grab the box of wine.
but not if they're not right next to each other.
It's tough.
I can see
try to make it work as much as possible.
Hey, listen, if you're low on it.
Jason, grab the wine!
Right.
Grab it!
Yeah.
Grab it! And then give me your hand!
I'm not.
We're going to safety!
I'm not coming out, but kill daddy, okay?
Lock his door!
No one will
lock his door. Keep the doors are closed with fire. The fire will spread. Let it just stay contained in the bedroom. He'll find a way out. There's windows.
He's worth more dead than alive.
Right!
You can get some new Jordans.
And he's annoying, too. Come on. Please.
She's going to take the wine.
We'll get a new daddy. We'll get a new daddy. It's okay.
I may already have one. I met him in Pound Town.
He's not bald. It's okay. It'll be better.
He's handsome and from Greece
Trust
with
me.
Olive skin and green
Oh, my
eyes.
God.
I paid top dollar for
him. The gyros we're going to have. It's going to be so good.
He makes his own yogurt sauce from scratch.
You like feta cheese, right? Mommy loves feta cheese, especially from Stavro.
Kill daddy.
Okay.
Stavros.
So, yeah, Brett's going to
die. Anyway. Right.
The wine is so she can deal with your fiery death.
Correct.
Be easier.
Stephanie on line one. What's going on?
Hey, I was just calling about the reason why Trump wasn't at Barbara's funeral.
Right.
Supposedly, it's the cost of security to having Trump there.
So they have all the presidents. They have all the other presidents and the first lady.
Well,
I would think that's got to have a similar.
That's already I heard on the radio. So I was just putting in my two cents.
Let me give you a little.
So
word
that's
of
like what the official White House releases on it.
Let me give you a word of advice. Don't listen to morons on the radio. None of us really know what we're talking about.
I think it was Howard Stern, actually.
Is that what it was?
There you go.
Yeah.
Wrong.
All right. Well, you guys have a good one.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Thank you. I mean, the cost of security. Come on. I mean, that's not a good enough reason.
For that one? When you have all the other presidents sitting in the room.
Yeah, right. And you fly in, you're there for an hour and a half, and you go, of course there's a cost, but...
And they all get Secret Service?
Yeah, you do security for all sorts of stuff. That's not... That's just... Listen, he probably shouldn't go. He wasn't kind to the Bushes in the past. And the Bushes probably don't want him there. And then it would take the spotlight off Barbara Bush. That's her funeral. You don't need someone else there. And the other presidents don't take that spotlight away from her, I don't think, because they're ex-presidents. And they're kind of in the background of the picture. You know, it's just
I just want them to suffer.
Without me there.
Right.
They'll cry.
You seen that meme with George Bush Sr. on Twitter or on Tinder?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
After Barbara Bush died, there's like a meme of George Bush in his wheelchair, and it's like a Tinder profile, and it says swipe right.
People are funny, but people are ruthless.
Ruthless. No question.
Absolutely ruthless. The body's not even cold. You know?
Yeah, this was the first time I remember a couple people being so vocal about how glad she's dead type thing when it was like the day she died. I don't know if I've ever, I mean, really, out in the mainstream of like news and stuff that you hear that, but I'm sure it happened.
Nobody's got a filter anymore.
No.
You know?
God. I mean, a joke having him on Tinder, that's kind of...
I tell you, yesterday, I had to go to the surgeon's office with Nicole. And is there anything more brutal than seeing your wife cry?
Oh, no.
It's like, right, it's like your wife and your mom. Like, see, you know what?
My daughters.
I can deal
with... They're all the same group.
I can deal with my wife crying, I think, easier than you can with your mother. Because your mother comes along immediately with a guilt trip. Even though my mother and I always are rocky and always have been and, you know, probably will be. Like, when she starts crying, I'm like, you're cheating now. Like, that's just, you're playing a card that, don't play the card. And then yesterday, seeing Nicole crying at the doctor's office as he's explaining the surgery, she's freaking out. I go, listen. And here's what's weird, man.
Stop crying.
I cannot understand women because here I am. I've had the surgery that she's going to have in her back. Mm. I had in my neck. Okay, so they went in through the front of my neck, moved my vocal cords around,
right?
And they did the disc fusion, so they put the screws in the thing, and they fixed everything that was
and then
in there.
Moved everything back.
With hers, they gotta go. They're gonna go do it in the back. And I had the back surgery, so I'm saying, I said, listen, I've had the surgeries. Mm-hmm. You're gonna be okay. Mm-hmm. I found out later on that she thinks that me saying, I've had the surgeries. You're going to be all right. I lived through it. You saw me bounce. She thinks that I'm belittling.
Saying it's no big deal?
What she's feeling. Yeah. And I'm like, no, you're not getting it. Of course it's a big deal. You're scared. I understand that. And I'm sitting there going.
But you saw me go through it. So take that as a measure of comfort.
That's all I'm. Honestly.
Right.
Are my kids?
Of course that's
all I was thinking.
Right. Of course, that's all you meant. They're all crazy.
Right?
That's all that
right?
is.
Like, I'm sitting there going, I mean, how did you get...
It's a very emotional
time. How did you get that...
Out of that.
...from this? Mm-hmm. All I'm trying to do... And yesterday, we went to the couples therapy thing, and we were both in a pissy mood when we got there, so things should probably blew up out of proportion. And we're having this conversation, and the chick in the chair is saying, like, well, she's like, well, do you hear her? She thinks you're belittling her. I'm like...
I go, the
two of you. I go, you're both women. I go, the two of you now. Yeah. How is me trying to prop her up and tell her things are going to be okay? Mm-hmm. How is that? How could the two of you possibly be be in unison and think I'm belittling the situation?
They were in unison?
Dude. I was like,
what are you leaving out? Because how could they be in unison then?
I'm not.
Because if you said that story, what you said, to a guy who's about to have the same surgery, and you said, listen, don't forget, I went through it. You saw me recovering from it. You're going to be okay. Because look, I'm okay. You're going to be all right. A guy would be like, you know, bro, thanks. That's really good. That's really good. I'm glad you said that because, you know, I didn't think of that, but you're right. What's the worst? And they would start saying, well, what's the worst point you were at? What's the worst thing? What should I look out for?
Nope.
That's how it would go.
I was belittling her situation. And I said, listen, okay. Then don't ask me anything.
Right.
And then they were like, well, she just wants to hug and hang out. I go, we did that after the doctor's office. We went, we laid down, we talked, we would just BS it and everything else. Yeah. I said, we did that. And then she looked at Nicole. She's like, is that true? And she's like, yeah. I go, she's like, well, then what is the problem? And then they'd be like, that's when all of a sudden I started to get her back over to the dark side.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sitting there going to myself, man, I am in like bizarro world. I wasn't going to win. Like there was no winning for me in that situation. I mean, by the time we got out of there, everything was cool. But
in emotional situations, I mean, humans just sometimes misunderstand what you mean by something, even though it seems totally clear to you.
Right. So instead instead of telling me that you feel like I'm belittling you, hold it in for 5 hours. And then wait till we get there and say it in front of somebody else. You know, dude, it was crazy, man. It was crazy. And she's worried about, you know,
very emotional.
She's got to be out of work for 6 to 8 weeks and everything else. I'm like, well, you don't really, but, you know, you're a teacher. You've got a different situation than I do.
You could be if you need it.
She, yeah.
But if she doesn't, she's going to want, right? Isn't she going to want to get back into the swing of things? Because it's just,
well,
I mean, who really loves being like an invalid or being at home and not being able to do stuff?
Right.
Like, nobody loves that label of, oh, yeah.
And she knows I'm going to play that card. Like when she when she left me after night number two or night number three after surgery, and she left me home with two kids and went to go see Roger Waters.
Oh, really? Yeah. That was that?
Yeah.
Really?
So I throw that thing out there. I'm like, I go, listen, prepare yourself because that's going to happen.
Night two or three, I'm going drinking.
I've been holding on to this one for like 6 years. I looked at her.
Really?
And I looked at the shrink. And, yeah, that one hurt.
Yeah.
I was pissed.
That's a big one.
I was really,
what
really
did the shrink
pissed.
Say to that?
She goes, and she's...
A, that you're holding on to it. B, that you want to, you know, even the
no,
score.
No, I went into it. I go, look, I said, listen, that you know, that one cut. That one cut deep. I go, and I can't let, you know, I'm having a really hard time letting that one go. And she's like, no, I understand it. But I go, no. There's no buts.
The shrink said that, or?
Yeah. She's like, but I go, there's no buts.
What was her but?
She's like, but...
Two wrongs don't make a right?
Basically. Yeah. And she's not wrong, but hell no. Hell no if I'm not going to play that one.
Even still.
Hell no!
Right. And I can only wish, I can only, this makes me a scumbag, but I'll own it on this one.
Okay.
I can only hope that it's like we had something that we both wanted to do, because I couldn't wait to go to that Roger Waters, because that was when he was doing the wall at Yankee Stadium.
Right.
You know? And I was dying to go. She left me for dead. Okay.
So now when she gets it done, there's going to be nothing there.
No.
But you will look like the greatest guy if you don't do it on day, what was it, three?
Yeah.
If you wait till like day six, you're like, all right, just want to make sure everything's good. And you can totally like make it a two. I just want to make sure everything's fine. I would never have left you on day three, for example. So.
And here's the
like you cold-hearted bitch.
Here's the other thing. When I had mine done, Isabella was five and Joseph was still three.
Right, younger,
you know, about
way less
to turn four. Wait, yeah,
independent, yeah.
You know, Isabella can go and cook dinner.
Yeah.
You know, Isabella can do laundry.
Now.
Joseph can do laundry. Like, they have stuff that they can do.
They can actually take care of things.
I left nothing.
You're going to have to seriously let that go. What
I can't.
It drives me. Okay, let me ask you. You have to. So what can, please say something that can happen, be as bad as it possibly can get, where you will forget it and it's done and you will no longer have it in your back pocket and it's just everything is done, for the love of Christ.
And does it have to, the score have to be evened, or will you just be able to, without it being totally even, just let it go in some way?
Oh, no, the score's, for this guy, at this point, if he hasn't let it go, it's got to be
this
even.
Guy.
For the love of Christ.
I'm this guy.
Fuck, that was awesome.
Right. Yeah, it was pretty good. Listen, I don't disagree, but I got to be honest with you, and I've told it, this came out yet last night, like that one cut. Mm-hmm. I said to myself, okay, who am I with? If I'm going through this and you know I'm in pain, right? Because the first 3 days are brutal. And you know I'm in pain. And you got up and you left. And I'm saying,
do you think that she, I hope that you realize that she understands that, right? Like, she knows how you feel about it, whether she agrees or, you know, doesn't regret or regrets or whatever. She understands your feelings that you got cut deep. And she, and she acknowledges it and realizes how you feel. That to me,
she says she's sorry, and
would
she
that
should
be
have
enough?
Thought of it differently.
Yeah, would that be enough for you to say, right, okay, well then, thank you for acknowledging my feelings. Now that you see it that way, and done is done.
It's not gonna be enough.
Will she have to bleed? Will she have to suffer horribly somehow? Like what?
Like damage.
What can it
similar
be?
Mm-hmm.
Something's got to give, dude. You cannot. This is nuts.
Well, perfectly will be is if he gets to leave on day three and be like, oh, you'll be fine. I got to go.
Right.
I'm right back.
This is
in 3 or 4 hours.
This is what's called the Guinea grudge. I can't let it go.
Yeah, but how
you
long
have you to.
On that? Let it go. Because you carry around so much.
You do. And now,
to be honest with you, I'm not really carrying around all that much anymore.
Really? You put down a lot of the bricks?
I'm holding that one.
Yeah, that's one you're holding.
Toss it.
Here's the thing. When you had the back neck surgery, whichever one it was, and your wife went to the concert, she didn't just leave without telling you. Like, you guys must have talked about it beforehand.
I thought she was kidding.
So
when she said she was still going.
Did she wait until the last minute and say, all right, I'm leaving in like in an hour?
No.
Or did she really talk about it? Do you mind if I go? Are you going to be okay? Did she do any of that?
Oh, my God. You were a girl. You were like, fine.
I probably was.
Go ahead and go.
I probably was.
Oh, man.
Fine, go.
Then you're wrong. What?
I am not wrong.
Did you flip your hair and go, fine?
It shouldn't have even come up in conversation.
In your head. In her head, clearly it wasn't that big of a deal. But I understand that what matters, because you were the one that was down, I understand that your feelings need to be acknowledged on this. Regardless if she agrees with them at the time or not, you felt slighted. And that's not a good feeling, right, especially when you're sick.
It was, to be completely honest, worse than slighted.
She was.
That
really
was. Well,
see, now I know you, JP.
Right.
You tend to get you get a little dramatic in those regards.
No, look at it this way. Whether he had back surgery, hip replacement, whatever it is, if there was a person you were married to, the love of your life, and they had back surgery, hip replacement, whatever, and it's day three, why would you ever think you're leaving on day three?
Correct.
Okay, but that's the
thing. To go to a concert. If you were going to work, okay, I get it.
You know,
only
that
if
you're
it was
right.
Cool and you sure you'd be all right, I'll go to work half day, you know, whatever. Like, I'd rather be safe than sorry. And there's no way I'm just going to a concert. I would have, on surgery, like, before the surgery, I would know and that I'm not going to that concert. And then you got to sell a ticket or somebody else.
In her defense, she has apologized a million times. Because I do bring it up. I do bring it
a
up.
A million times?
Oh, my God. Then you know what? I'm done. Then she needs to be done apologizing. If she apologized multiple
last
times.
Night was I think last night was the last time. She'll, no. Oh, hold on.
Oh.
The last time she'll apologize. Not the last time I'll bring it up.
Because
do you bring it up jokingly over the couple of years?
Yeah, no,
you brought
I don't
it up here
it up.
And there. Like, remember that time you left me on day three?
And she's like, all right. Well, you shouldn't have done it.
I can't.
You shouldn't have done it.
Oh, would you feel better if, like, on day three, she's laying on the couch and you just overturn the couch and have it on top of her?
Yes.
You know, and not help her? That's how I felt! would that make you feel better?
Brett's on
crawl back up into that couch.
Brett's totally on
that
one,
even the score.
That's horrible.
Either it that is. Or...
Don't call the kids either.
Or I'll go out and get dinner for everybody and just not
except
get her anything.
Oh,
find out her favorite meal and just sit there and eat it while she can't get up. You know what I mean?
So mean. But you know what? Do it. If I was her, I would say that. I would say, please, do both. Flip me over on the couch, then don't feed me. Do both. And then just never, ever bring it up ever again. Joking or not.
That's possible.
And then it would be over, and then you could go lift the couch off her and lovingly put her back on the couch because now it's over.
Right.
You know what? What if you flip her over and don't bring her food and then she cries? And you can't stand to see her cry, then you're back to square one.
Don't cry!
Right.
Be a man! You deserve this! It's so horrible.
I understand you.
I'm not laughing, damn it. I'm not laughing!
I feel like you're one of the people that there's so many stories we have where you're like, just get over it. Why is everybody so sensitive? And that you just, I mean, I understand that at the time it had to have sucked. And you're right in that regard. And you know that you're right. That to me would be enough that you know you're right. But after all this time, shouldn't you just kind of get over it?
Genetically, I can't.
Yes, you physically can.
Isn't that just an excuse, though?
Yes, it is.
Isn't the guinea thing also an excuse?
You can't
sound
say
like
that.
A couple crushes.
Oh, you can't say that.
Well, you named it. What did
I
you call
say
it?
That. You cannot
What'd
say
you
that.
Call it?
We made it our
a guinea
own.
Grudge? Is that what you called it?
Yeah.
Okay. So that thing is the thing I'm talking about. So that, and it sounds like two excuses.
Yeah.
That you're falling back on.
It really is. You just here's the thing. You want to hold on to it. And you're going to say, okay,
kinda.
Well, I'm Italian, so that's how I roll or
I've
whatever.
You a long time. You really do want to hold on to it.
But you got to understand.
Like you're cuddling it like an old pillow. You really are.
It's my woman.
And you snuggle
it
and you
woman.
Stick your face in it and go, oh, I love you.
It's
I love
woman.
That I have you.
You know what it is? You know what I think it is? I think it's like the last thing I have. I don't have anything.
But you shouldn't have to have anything.
I know. I'm a flawed individual. What can I tell you?
And there's the third crutch.
But what does she have? She has nothing, right?
Oh, she's got a million things. She's got me being, you know, depressed for 3 years and having to deal with all that stuff.
That's marriage, so though.
Her scorecard, she feels like you owe.
Everybody stop keeping score. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Monica, you're right.
She can't feel it.
Can't keep score all the time, right?
Thank you.
At some point, we got to get the ball out of bounds. Yeah. Stop the clock.
Yeah, that's true. Well, this might be it. We should take the break here as we get the ball out of bounds on this clock right here.
For Roger and JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.